Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Just about anyone can start a business. Once you fill out a few forms, get the permits or licenses you need, offer a great product or service, and advertise it, it's safe to say you're a business owner. Running a successful business is an entirely different story. Several factors affect the success of a business. Take me, for example. Years ago, the company I worked for outsourced the entire operation of which I was a part. Of the 50 people in the operation, only 5 were retained to manage that relationship with the company now handling the operation. I was not one of them. By this time in my career, I had already had 5 different employers. I decided it was time to start my own business. And, like I said in the opening, I filled out a few forms, registered my business with the state, and started offering my services. After more than 20 years in my profession, having attained a certification in my field and garnered some stature, I felt I had a lot to offer those who would utilize my services. Was I successful? It all depends on your definition of successful. Over the life of my business, I ended with a net profit. You could call that success, but I wouldn't call it a rousing success. The net income from the business was intended for a specific purpose. The business was successful enough to generate the amount needed for that purpose for as long as was necessary. But would I call it a truly successful business? No, I would not. It takes a lot more than what I did to have a truly successful business. The past 13 years with SCORE has exposed me to what is needed to be truly successful when starting your own small business. In the remaining time, I hope to pass along to you the latest data that you need to know before opening a small business. I'll also talk about some of the factors that impact business success and a few pro tips to help you run and maintain a thriving business. What does business success look like? One of the challenges of running a thriving business is that there are many ways to measure success. Each business owner must create their own unique definition and stick to it. For many, success means profit. While short-term gains are exciting, long-term wealth and growth are common goals. This may be also extended to personal wealth and collecting expensive items like homes and cars. Others assess their value through the ability to solve problems for their customers, and some business owners focus their success on progress towards a dream or mission. Revenue, gross profit, and cash flow impact the present and future of every company. But to create sustained value, businesses need to make their own definition of success. What makes a business successful? 1. Your focus on customer experience. 2. A powerful business idea. 3. Offering a value for your target audience. 4. Being flexible and quick to adapt. 5. Bold decision-making and creative problem-solving. 6. Paying attention. And 7. Getting out of the office. The world is changing quickly, and so the strategies and habits that worked in the past don't guarantee success today. You may be starting a business for the first time or working to pivot your company to a new direction. Either way, running a business today means staying open and taking in an ever-expanding flood of information. So let's look at these 7 elements of a successful business individually and see what each one entails. First, focus on customer experience. Customers and prospects have more access to information than ever before. According to HubSpot research, 79% of customer service teams feel customers are more informed than they were in the past. And almost 90% of surveyed leaders say their expectations are higher than ever before. In many situations, the way you treat your customers has more of an impact than your pricing or products. Customer experience is the impression you give your customers. It tells them what your values are and how you care about them. And this impacts their perception of your brand across every stage and touchpoint of the customer journey. This means that businesses need to focus on every step of the buyer journey. You need to identify the problems on that path and offer new opportunities to create a great customer experience. Here are just a few ways you can build a customer focus. Make customer experience a priority by gathering insights from every member on your team. Take steps to reduce friction and focus energy on what's most important to your customers. Look at your product experience from their point of view. Solve problems before they impact your audience, and invest in training and supporting your customer service team. Customers want and expect a great experience from beginning to end, and they're willing to pay a premium for it. Are you ready to provide that experience? Are you over-delivering on your customer experience? To run a successful business, you should be. Second, a powerful business idea. The oldest company in the world has been around for as long as 1,400 years. It happens to be in Japan. But many companies struggle to last. In 2021 alone, over 14,000 businesses in the United States filed for bankruptcy. Every business is born from an idea. Some ideas are riskier than others. Some ideas seem like a good plan at the time, but fizzle out over time. There are a few approaches you can take to find an idea that can make your business a success. First, start with what you know. If you've ever had a hobby or job you're passionate about, you know that every niche is more complex than it seems. As you learn more, you'll get a clearer picture of the joys and challenges below the surface. Take, for example, video games. Video games are more popular than ever. But a gamer playing Stardew Valley isn't the same audience as someone who's into Half-Life. The different approaches to gaming mean you'll need to get more specific. This will help you find the problems you want to solve with your video game business idea. Next, you'll want to talk to your community. It could be family and friends or an online group. Use them to test out the values of your ideas with a group of people. This step can help you refine your idea and figure out what the common objections might be. Finally, research is essential before you launch your business. If you want to create a product or service that people are willing to pay for, it has to be unique, useful, and high quality. That kind of idea may take some time to polish before it's ready for purchase. Third, offering value to your target audience. Customer value comes from your excellent business idea, but an idea isn't enough to build a business. Honestly, it's easy to come up with a great idea. What's difficult is executing an idea so that it does what it's meant to do and does it well. No product is ever finished. Many products will need constant updates from customer reviews and internal feedbacks to continue to offer value. Even if your product or service is perfect, providing value doesn't end there. The foundation of any successful business is trust. To develop that trust, you want to make sure your business goes above and beyond target audience expectations. What does that mean? First, it's making sure that your product does exactly what you say it does. Don't overpromise or sell functionality your product doesn't have. Next, it's about value throughout the customer experience, from support to instructions to your return policy. Value isn't just the cost of making your product or what you ask in exchange for it. It's customer perception and how you meet those expectations. To understand what I'm saying, take a look at PopFlex. PopFlex sells athleisure wear for women. On top of that, it runs a female fitness channel called Blogolates with journals, resources, and accessories to support its customers. Fourth, be flexible and quick to adapt. You've heard the expression that the only thing constant is change. For your business to prosper, you'll need to shift with the times. Whether you have to follow fashion trends or shift with regular tech updates, the ability to be flexible is essential. And flexibility isn't just useful when you're adjusting your products or marketing. Employee expectations and needs will change. Customer communications will swing. You're probably more comfortable sticking with what you're used to. That means asking other people to change instead. But that approach could limit your ability to succeed. Adapting to change isn't always easy, but greeting change with a positive and open attitude can improve productivity, loyalty, and engagement. It can also help your business act on new ideas early and give you a competitive advantage by doing so. Flexibility and adaptability are soft skills. They don't always come naturally to people. If they don't come naturally to you, you may need to go out of your way to practice them. One way to stretch your flexibility is to travel somewhere new. The experience of adjusting to a different language and culture can make it easier to be flexible at home. Other ways to build your comfort with change include making constant learning a priority, keeping up with news and trends in your industry, and expanding your network. Fifth, bold decision-making and creative problem-solving. Starting any business is a risk, but it's not the only bold action you'll take. More often than not, running a successful business means big decisions and creative experiments. Dynamic thinking sounds wild and dicey, especially when you're talking about a company that supports you, your family, and your team. But it's that creativity that creates a stable foundation for your business. Being creative is about finding where typical thinking has failed. It's a chance to develop new ways of problem solving. Bold decisions don't require any less planning or preparation than traditional ideas. They just take more faith because there is usually little or no proof that these ideas will work. They might take more trial and error, but when a creative solution works, it really works. Don't think of yourself as bold or creative? If so, then this aspect of business success may feel a bit daunting. But there are a few ways that anyone can use the creative process to improve their business decisions. Use the decision tree analysis method, which is 1. Define your main issues. 2. Add potential decisions and outcomes. 3. Expand until you hit endpoints. 4. Calculate risk and rewards. And 5. Evaluate outcomes. In other words, begin with research. Try to take in as much information as you can before you take action. Then, sit with the information for a little while. Consider the possible positive and negative impacts. Finally, don't let the urgency of a deadline or external pressures rush a decision. 6. Paying attention. Running a business takes a lot of skill, effort, and time. When your batteries are running low, it's tough to give your focus to the people and processes that need extra attention. But paying attention is what will help your business survive and thrive. It can give you vital insights you can use to grow your business over time. For example, you want to pay attention to your customers' changing needs. People are talking about you and your brand whether you ask them to or not. Are you listening and considering what they're saying? Your team might use traditional methods like calling or emailing your customers. You may also use the process of social listening. What is social listening? It's the monitoring of your brand's social media channels for any customer feedback and direct mentions of your brand. It's also looking for discussions regarding specific keywords, topics, competitors, or industries, and then followed by an analysis to gain insights and act on those opportunities. Or you could conduct feedback surveys, such as a Net Promoter Score, to gather data on customer sentiment. Make it a habit of listening to the market and your customers. 7. Getting out of the office. Lori Grenier, entrepreneur and one of the 5 business people who make up the Shark Tank, said, "Entrepreneurs are the only people who work 80 hours a week to avoid working 40 hours a week. Running a business can take over your life, but if you don't take a break, you make it tough for your business to prosper. Stepping away from your office, store, or computer is essential to your continuing success. Make time for social activities. Attend events, do some networking, or start a hobby that gets you out into the world. This can improve your energy levels and also help you expand your support team. It's also a good idea to take extra care of yourself. Try to get in some physical activity. Do some travel. Take short breaks throughout the day to give yourself a rest or change of perspective. There's a reason why airlines instruct us to place our oxygen mask on before helping others. If we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of someone else. Likewise, if you don't have personal goals and plans for your overall health and well-being, you won't be as effective in running your business. Now that I've covered what makes a business successful, why would a business fail? There are many reasons why a business fails. the following factors are essential to consider as you start and run your business. Is there a market demand for your product or services? Are you building the right team? Have you prepared yourself for leadership? Have you developed a strong network? Have you done a competitive analysis? Have you chosen the right pricing strategy? Have you laid out your long-term goals and visions? Just like I did with the factors that make a successful business, let's go over each one of these in a little more detail. 1. Is there a market demand for your product or services? Just because you have a great service or product doesn't mean you'll be successful. A great service or product will get you nowhere if there's zero need for it. Due diligence and careful, detailed marketing research are essential in the early stages of starting a business. You need concrete data on your ideal customers, the existing competition, expected growth and demand, market trends, and more. You need to determine who will buy your product, how often, and why. These types of insights are invaluable. They help you make informed business decisions and goals. Not only that, they help you find your niche, adequately plan inventory, and forecast sales too. 2. Are you building the right team? The most successful business owners and entrepreneurs know how to surround themselves with people smarter than they are. If you decide to scale your business, you'll need a strong team to help you do great work. The only way to do that is by recruiting and hiring the best people. And don't just build any team. Build a super team. As your budget and demands allow, surround yourself with experts in things that you are not. Ask for input and feedback from them. Involve them in decisions that will impact them directly and indirectly. This will help foster greater investment in what you're building. It will also lead you to make better, more informed decisions together. When you win, you all win. But that's not all. It's important to develop a clear onboarding strategy for employees and a system for measuring results. Putting a system in place will help you scale the business, especially if you're expanding quickly. They will also reduce the amount of time and work associated in dealing with inevitable staff turnover. 3. Have you prepared yourself for leadership? Before anything else, develop the leadership qualities necessary to build your business's long-term visions. Great leaders exhibit integrity, accountability, empathy, humility, vision, influence, and organizational direction. Even as a new business owner with no employees, you are responsible for leading the business to success. And as you hopefully grow and others come on board, that becomes increasingly important. If leadership skills don't come naturally to you, you're not alone. According to Gallup research, only 1 in 10 leaders comes by these skills naturally. That means that most people need to prepare to lead, and there are extensive resources to help develop these skills. To make sure your growing business will survive, begin to work on your leadership skills. Find resources that can help you develop your leadership skills, improve your communication skills, define and refine your management style, navigate difficult conversations, and manage conflict. 4. Have you developed a strong network? Networking is a buzzword that can be off-putting to some, but the quality of your network is in your relationships. You'll need a strong community for your business to thrive. If you're just starting out, your network can connect you to co-marketing, funding, and other vital opportunities. If you're continuing to run a business, your network can shore up areas that need work or draw extra resources. By supporting businesses that complement yours, they're likely to return that investment and support. It can create a steady stream of referrals and connections that can help your business grow. To be a great partner to the people in your network, start with common values. Reach out to people in your local community, either in person or online, who align with the mission and the ideals you've set for yourself and your business. Next, create a clear set of expectations and maintain friendly and consistent communication. Here are some ways that you can build great business relationships. Lead with an exceptional product or service. Supplement your product or service with exceptional customer experience. Keep up with key contacts. Look for ways to add value. Ask for and incorporate feedback. Be a consultative educational resource and deliver on promises to build trust. 5. Have you done a competitive analysis? Some ideas are so unique that there's little to no competition, but most businesses will be entering an already crowded market. If your market is full of established providers, you may be fighting an uphill battle. But if you have a unique spin on your product or niche, you might be in the right place at the right time. There's only one way you'll know for sure, and that's by completing a competitive analysis. You'll use this strategy to learn about the products, marketing, and sales approaches of your top competition. Your learning may lead you to go in another direction. It might also help you to find a need or problem that only your business can solve. This process can also help you set up benchmarks and understand the market share you'll need to reach your business goals. The more organized you are, the more useful your research will be. But don't just do this analysis once when you're starting out. It's a good idea to perform this analysis on a consistent basis. Each quarter is ideal. That way, you can quickly respond to changes in your industry. 6. Have you chosen the right pricing strategy? Getting your pricing strategy right is important for your business's sustainability. If your prices are too high, you'll struggle to sell. Too low, you won't be able to cover your costs. Setting your pricing is one of the first things to do when starting a new business. Pricing your product to sell is a skill that may take some time to learn. If your prices are too high, you limit your customer base. If they're too low, you're not pulling in enough revenue to stay afloat. Are your products priced appropriately? How many units will you need to sell each period to reach your revenue and profitability goals? Document and lay this information out clearly so you know exactly what you need to do to keep your business running and thriving. Here are some steps to take to determine your pricing. Understand your fixed and variable costs. Get a feel for your industry and competition. Get to know who's buying. Identify a profit margin and revenue target. And be ready for some trial, error, and volatility. 7. Have you laid out your long-term goals and vision? People start businesses for many different reasons. Some want to make ends meet with a side gig. Others want to replace their full-time job and be their own boss. Whatever the reason, decide up front what you want your business to scale. If you aren't thoughtful about your long-term plans, you won't be prepared for what could happen. Marketing can be unpredictable. Businesses go viral for doing great work and aren't prepared for the influx. Knowing in advance whether you'll meet the moment or let it pass can save you from FOMO, the fear of missing out, or even having to close your business because you lacked the preparation needed to scale. For example, Senator Bernie Sanders wore a pair of what were referred to as cozy mittens to President Biden's inauguration. They were made by a Vermont schoolteacher on a sewing machine her mother had given her when she was 12. The next day, she was flooded with requests from people wanting to buy a pair. Unfortunately, they were no longer for sale. She had given them to Sanders on the campaign trail, never expecting him to wear them to such a high-profile event. So, create a plan before you start selling and create a vision-based plan. Whether you're in it for the moment or the long haul, this process will give you a center to go back to when you and your team have decisions to make. Your mission statement could be about annual revenue or inspiring a community to take significant action. Either way, you'll have a document to help you focus your energies when you need to decide what to do next. If you're planning to start a business, you must actively work to make it successful. You'll need to research, study, and learn about your industry, customers, and market inside and out. Know that you won't be alone. It is estimated that 2 in 5 Americans will start a new business in 2023. The following startup statistics from Digital.com will help you understand how people enter the startup world. First-time entrepreneurs launched 1/3 of new startups in 2022. 62% of Americans cited a desire to earn more money as the top reason to launch a startup. Retail, business, finance, computer, and IT are the most popular sectors to start a new business. If you're wondering how many entrepreneurs start their startup companies from home, the answer is 69%. But the most important business statistics are personal. 92% of surveyed business owners don't regret starting their own business, and 30% are serial entrepreneurs starting 2 or more businesses. Learning how to run a business isn't the same as starting one. But as you build your customer persona, market research, and vision, you'll also start to develop the skills it takes to keep a business going. Running a business looks a little different for everyone, but these steps can help you prepare your company for sustainable growth. 1. Define key point indicators. 2. Make great marketing and branding decisions. 3. Draft a business plan. 4. Keep innovating. 5. Develop a strong company culture. 6. Focus on financial goals. 7. Refine your business processes. 8. Use the right tools for your growth strategies. And 9. Develop a support system. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any SCORE Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on SCORE Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars or in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj, and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.